Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues, David Livingston of the Space Show. He is Dr. Space, and Anatoly Zak of the Russian Space Web. Both sites I recommend to follow what happens next, which is we've moved past the geeky stage. We're into commercial and operational and exploring stage. Low Earth orbit, Lagrange points, the moon, Mars, all coming. But you need details. And we're talking about the details that the Russians need for their own space station after ISS is deorbited. David, you have a question about the future.
Anatoly, realistically, a timeline for an operational post-ISS Russian station, given all that they need to build out on the ground as well as the station, and might they take in partners?
So politically, it's very difficult for them right now to get partners besides Iran and North Korea. So this is kind of out of the question. And of course, Chinese have their own space station and they pretty much run their own program. So they pretty much on their own at this point, they have to do the space station. So essentially the main issue, which is before them, is that they need a destination for cosmonauts in space by the time the International Space Station is deorbited. And that is now, as we know, is 2030 or 2031. So by 2031, they need an operational space station because essentially what they face is that if they discontinue space flight and just hope for the best in the future, they might not to have a space flight program in the future for their cosmonauts. So they need it by 2031. Again, it's a question how many modules, how expensive, how big that space station is going to be. But I can tell you that with the hardware which they have one module which is pretty much complete, and that module is kind of multifunctional, and it has multi-capabilities. It can support it has life support, it has propulsion. So it's a kind of typical way to build all-in-one spacecraft, exactly like they started with the ISS. So that module needs to fly probably before 2030 to be in place. And they're working very hard to make that happen. And so that will represent like a minimal space station. Then it needs, of course, the docking module, which will allow multiple spacecraft to be at the station at the same time. They need an airlock to do spacewalks. So that's two more pieces, which relatively inexpensive they can do. Beyond that, everything else gets very expensive. You need Angara. You need it's a 20-ton class spacecrafts, which are very expensive. But that's beyond probably 2030 in this current situation.
There are more pieces of this Lego we're putting into low Earth orbit. Wherever the orbit is, if I read your site correctly, we need a modified Progress freighter and we need a modified Soyuz. Is that correct?
Under certain scenarios, it is. So, for example, if they decide to use Soyuz spacecraft for delivering crews, then that station will have to be in 51.6 degree orbit. Because, again, like I mentioned before, you have depending on the choice of your orbit, you will have different, you might have different transport system for the crew, the cargo delivery, and the module launch. So essentially, you have the kind of like domino effect of changes depending on the orbit which you will choose. And of course, the Soyuz is the operational vehicle. It's available now. So if you stay with the orbit which you have, you can. It is possible to essentially send the crews that way. So it is kind of cheapest and most economical and simplest way to do it.
Same for Progress. Stay in 51 and Progress doesn't have to be modified.
As with Progress, it's because there are no humans on board and you don't have to kind of recover the in case of emergency or emergency landing, you don't have to recover them from Arctic Ocean. With cargo ships, you can go to either orbit. With the Soyuz, it's a little bit more complicated because you have humans on board and you need to count to prepare for possible emergency. With cargo ships, it's easier. You can send them either to near polar orbit, or you can send them to that where they go now, the orbit similar to International Space Station.
David, you have a question.
So assuming they build this and deploy it, what is its purpose? What are they going to have the cosmonauts do when they go there? Are they going to have a biomedical or scientific lab on board? What they got to have a purpose for doing it other than just having a space station?
Well, it's let's be honest. To kind of say they it's a political issue, right? It's the if the country perceives itself as a superpower, as they always like to say, it's a political thing to have it, right? But once you have it, you it's a multi-purpose lab. You can do medical research, of course. Remember, we mentioned this near polar orbit. If it goes into near polar orbit, you can do some observations of the Russian surface. They talk a lot about this Arctic ocean, which becomes available, the northern shore of Russia, which becomes available, opening for navigation because of the climate change. So that's very important for them to have, again, the crew look at that all the time from the kind of, again, political and some scientific and economic perspective. So that's important as well. And, of course, they also want to prepare for future spaceflight, like we mentioned, to go to Lagrange and to go to deep space. You need to essentially to test all kinds of life support systems, power supply systems, which will operate needed for deep space exploration. So that will be engineering test bed for the future of spaceflight. So essentially, if you want to continue human spaceflight, you've got to have a space station.
Dmitry Bakanov is the new head of Roscosmos. He's been there since February. Has he indicated one orbit or another? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, he essentially ordered a review of this issue after that was decided and the station was supposed to go into polar orbit. But the fact that he kind of brought this issue back tells you something. It's essentially it's an economic, military, political, and technical issue. So they're considering this.
Anatoly Zak, RussianSpaceWeb.com, the site to follow the adventures of Roscosmos into the 22nd century. David Livingston, Dr. Space, Hotel Mars episode end.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.